Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Yes, Chuck.
Looks like we have a caller on the line. We're going to go and see if we can't talk to who we have here. Hello. Caller on the line. Not right yet.
Uh-oh. Chuck, are you doing something wrong again?
No, I think I got it. There we go. Yes, no, maybe. Okay. Anyways, we'll work on that as we need to quite often. Don, on the
deer side end.
On the deer side end situation, that's the Sunday before gun season.
You there, gotcha. Caller?
We'll try again here.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, hello. My goodness, Kentucky, where have you been, buddy? Well, we were just talking about you. We were making sure you were okay and wondering if you were, still kicking and all that.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just getting ready for that big Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. What's on the menu at Kentucky Bill's house?
I got a possum stew.
Possum stew.
Possum stew. Okay.
And crow's feet pie.
Crow's feet pie.
Yeah, and we're going to go all out this year and have a duck lip pudding.
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounds like a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'll venture down a little bit of moonshine.
Well, I kind of figured you'd have some of that beverage made in the woods type stuff. That's for sure.
Corn squeezins, huh?
Corn squeezins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you gotten ready for hunting season, Kentucky, or how's that going?
I'm getting ready. I got my slingshot and my snare and my sleeping pills ready.
Sleeping pills.
Yeah,
again.
I was going to ask you about that. Was you going to put that in the corn again this year?
Yeah. I've done pretty good last year. I got a couple of pretty good sized bucks, and of course, one of them woke up on me pretty quick, and I couldn't really get the measurement on him too good.
Well, we only have one request this year. If you get one to go to sleep, you make sure you don't put him in the back seat of your wife's car again.
No. I tried that one time, and that's a no-no.
Yeah,
I wouldn't advise anybody to do that.
Yeah, that's probably one you shouldn't do. Anyways, have you done any of your Christmas shopping yet, Kentucky?
No, not yet. No. I don't go on Black Friday, but I don't think I want to do that.
It's getting crazy out there on Black Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, and one more crazy guy out there don't get it.
Yeah, two crazy guys in the atmosphere is just not going to work. Well, I'm sure you can wait a few days after, go down to Workman's, and Eric will hook you up with some.
I went down to Workman's the other day and got me a pair of boots.
Did you?
Yeah, getting ready for that deer season. Last year I went barefoot, and that was a little bit nippy.
Yeah, that's a little tough. That's a little tough. Well, we want you to be safe and have a good holiday and appreciate you calling in. You got any questions or comments for us?
No. What's going on tonight? Anything?
We're going to have young archers. Some of the area archers from the high school and archery's program are going to talk with us tonight. We've got some of the best with us tonight. This area's just got so many of these kids that are pretty good at archery, and they're really involved. They practice a lot, and they put their heart and soul into it, and we're going to kind of congratulate some of them tonight and hear what got them into that.
I tried that archery bow hunting. I never got into that.
You did not?
No, the darn thing came back like a boomerang at me.
Well, you're doing obviously doing something wrong. Maybe we can get you some coaching going.
Well, I read up on it a little bit. It said the pointer side goes out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is kind of the, from everything we've heard, that's probably correct.
Yeah, and duck feathers don't work on the end of it.
Duck feathers don't work on the end of it. There you go.
Well, I made my own arrow, see? That's probably what it was.
That's probably what it was. Well,
I'm going to get over here. I'm going to start skinning some of these possums. It's going to take about two good-sized possums and make a good stew.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got to dig that recipe out. I have one laying around here somewhere, and I don't know why.
You get us in a recipe, and we'll feature it on the air. How about that?
Okay, I'll call you next week and give you that recipe.
That'll be awesome. Now, you be safe, and definitely watch out where Jeff Berry is, because obviously I think he wants to talk to you.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
All right, talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, have a good night.
See ya.
Bye-bye for now.
Our own Kentucky Bill called in tonight, getting ready for the holidays, and what a treat.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. But he brought up Black Friday there, and I failed to mention the Black Friday shoot down at Briar Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
That benefits the hurricane people, Harvey, in Texas. It starts at 9 o'clock. If you have any questions on that, give Briar Rabbit a call down there. And it costs you $100 to get in, but there's going to be guns and prizes and ammo and all kinds of stuff. So it's
good times.
Yeah. So.
And you won't have to push around to try and get a foreign-made TV. How about that?
There you go. Besides that, who likes to go shopping anyhow if you're a real guy? I mean, come on. Unless you're shopping for a new gun.
Yeah. And my son today, he's guilty of going up to look at all the stuff and knowing then what he wants to watch online for when it goes on sale. Okay, yeah, that's what I want for sure. Not buying it today, but I'll order it next week on whatever.
There you go.
You know, or that's just kind of what he does. But he did find a good deal on ammunition, so he was jacked about that.
That's a good deal.
We were talking about the deer sight in a little bit. The Sunday before season starts, Saturday and Sunday, the weekend,
yes.
Uh-huh. That whole weekend out at Zanesville Rifle Club. You guys have done this how many years now?
Well, I took it over in probably 2002, and I think the club started in 1986, and that's a condition of our lease, is open it up for the public to come in and zero their guns. So we've been doing it for a long time.
Good deal.
Yeah, and we set targets up from 25 yards all the way out 200, and if you can't hit your target, we'll make sure you're hitting before you leave.
You know, great event. A lot of folks there that a lot of wisdom around is what I like to say, and they're willing to share it with you and help you out and get you where you need to be so that you're for sure on target and shooting safely during gun week and
absolutely,
you know, hopefully having a lot of success. A lot of opportunity to hang out with some like-minded folks and just, you know, go out and my biggest advice is whatever you're going to shoot at those deer, that's what you need to shoot at the targets.
Absolutely. Because everything will print different if you use something different. And keep in mind, you know, a year's time, if you don't have that gun out but once a year, your eyesight changes and everything else. So
mine sure has.
If your prescription and your glasses changed and you have a scope on there, you might want to come out just to make sure you're still shooting where you want to.
You know, Don, we're blessed in this area. We have a large amount of students involved in the National Archery in Schools program.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to have some of those representatives, some of those young men and young lady with us tonight talking about that. That we could have had a dozen from this area, if not 20.
Easily.
Of kids that have had just an immense amount of success in this program. This area is kind of a... kind of the hot spot for the Ohio and the nation, that's for sure, of archers, that's for sure. My brother was involved in the JOAD program and went all the way to the World Shoot in Vegas one year. And what an event. I mean, when you realize that there are going to be, you know, thousands of kids participating that weekend, it's kind of cool. I also told the kids off the air, we were talking high school robotics starts this weekend, and this area is rich for that too. Mm. We've got some teams there. Somebody says, well, what's robotics have to do with the outdoors? So go look at farm equipment these days. Go look at some of that stuff, and it's all figured out that way. And trust me, there's some engineers involved in some of these new bows that are out there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyways, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about archery. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.